Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Nelson Mandela Bay put up a united front yesterday, vowing this metro won't let anyone threaten our safety, security and the livelihoods of our people. Our executive mayor, Ngababanga, hosted a media briefing and moved to calm fears following scenes of violent looting and arson around the country. He was flanked by civil society groups, religious leaders, taxi associations, municipal trade unions, metro police, private security companies and organized business. It was beautiful to see. Those scenes are heartwarming. They restore your faith in humanity, I tell you. On the line right now, we have the MMC from Nelson Mandela Bay for Safety and Security, John Best. Good morning, Councillor Best. With all the fake news doing the rounds, all the uncertainty and so on, it's good to hear that the Metro has taken the initiative and the public has joined in to say we shall not be moved. How are you guys feeling about that?
Thanks. I think we should ban fake news. Yeah. No, thank you very much. It was an unbelievable day. It started off with we were in a mayoral committee meeting and we heard that the taxis were outside City Hall. I then went down and I addressed them and subsequently the deputy mayor, MMC Kaiser, and the mayor addressed them. And it was then decided that there would be initiative with the taxis because they were definitely saying no looting in our city or our metro. We then took about a four-hour journey throughout the metro to all these different suburbs and businesses, and the mayor engaged with the community on the ground. The reception was unbelievable, and everybody was saying no to looting, and we must support our businesses, and we do not want looting. So it was really, really good.
It restores your faith in humanity, like I said. And I think a lot of people have seen taxi drivers with new eyes, have seen various business owners and community members, and seen each other in a whole new way. Brilliant to see people coming together. Now, on that level, we're working together, but in the incident that someone does decide to do something, has the Metro got a plan? Is there a plan if something were to happen?
Yes, there's a plan. The plan was developed, I'm not going to tell you what the plan is, please, but the plan was developed at least 2 days ago. As soon as it started happening in Natal, the police and the Metro Police set up jointly and drew up a contingency plan, an operational plan, and there's a joint operation center running 24/7, and they've divided the city up into different zones, which they are patrolling, and the communities, the taxis, and everybody are their eyes and their ears who are reporting any incidents that seem to be. I feel sorry for poor shoppers that are queuing because they could be seen as a threat, and that's what happened yesterday. People were just standing in queues, and then they see, but the reaction was unbelievable, and thank you very much to the citizens of Nelson Mandela Bay.
That's incredible to hear. I'm glad to hear that the citizens are standing together. It's just heartwarming to see. Now, when it comes to the citizens, we can play our part by doing those things and by not doing other things. Specifically, I'm thinking about just randomly passing on messages that we get, especially alarmist messages. Talk to me about how important it is for us not to share on our social media and on our communications apps things that could be fake news.
Ron, I said yesterday, and I say this not in jest, COVID is going to kill us, but fake news is going to kill us even more because... Sure. What happened yesterday, my phone, the whole time, I was receiving all these messages and people were sending their kids in Newton Park. All the parents were rushing off, getting their kids because Newton Park was under attack. Then all of a sudden, Market Square was under attack. Pier 14 was under attack. And these were all fake news.
None of them were true. Let's just specify.
Absolutely.
These were the messages. Yeah, but none of them were true. Sorry, go ahead.
None of them were true. So I'm asking, please, if you do not... personally have confirmed the incident yourself, don't share it. So don't share what my brother's uncle's auntie told him while he was sitting on the toilet. Don't do that.
Yeah, and how do I avoid, how do I know if it's fake news? Do I check it? I suppose just don't share an alarmist piece of news.
Don't share it, and then if you've got something like that, forward it to your council and say, I've received this, please tell me if it's true, or to your local police station. Can you investigate, is this true? Boom. But don't share it, because as soon as you share it, it'll go into a group and 1,000 other people will share it.
And then it runs like wildfire. All right, well, Councillor Best, MMC for Safety and Security in Nelson Mandela Bay, thank you so much for the work you and the Mayor and the Metro are doing with bringing all the community together. It's nice to know, as we've discussed today, that there is a plan in place if anything should happen. The community, together with you, have said we will not let anything happen, but you've got a plan in case something does. And once again, everyone, don't share fake news. Thank you, Councillor Best, and we wish you guys all success in dealing with, the normal running of the Metro and also this difficult situation.
Thank you, and thank you to your listeners. Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.